WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Some hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Lithians up at 10 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 13 below. On Monday, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 0. Tuesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 3. Wednesday, warming up, mostly cloudy with a high of 13. Here is Wham! On Max FM.
Silver screen and all its sad good.
comfort in the truth. Pain is the hole you find. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. I should have known better than to cheat up and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you.
Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Friends, make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. So here's a song.
dodgy like MC who likes it on a easy V. Doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and whine it all around. Slam your body down and whine it all around. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep the old chunk game in the Wisconsin Dells text line, Andy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to win contests and request music. Here is Journey on Max FM.
Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. That was In Sync, I Want You Back. And you know what? This lady's husband is not going to want her back. If you think that soap opera storylines are too sensational to happen in real life, well, you don't know enough people who watch these shows, apparently. A 64-year-old grandmother in Massachusetts named Roxanne tried to poison her husband because she had a man waiting in the wings. Soap opera star Thorsten K of the Bold and Beautiful? Apparently some scammer was texting Roxanne pretending to be Thorsten, and she believed it was real, partially because she's a diehard fan of the Bold and the Beautiful, and probably some of the outlandish storylines as well. One message from Thorsten said, "You have to get rid of your husband, honey. I need you so much." Roxanne said she needed to do some thinking, and that's when she hatched up a plan. She told Thorsten, "Making an amazing soup, special portion. He will be hungry when he gets back." And later she said, "Hubby got back, not feeling well. Maybe I can collect life insurance." Thorsten responded, "Honey, when will that be?" Roxanne said, "I don't know." You had to hand it to this scammer. Somehow they knew Roxanne was a Bold and Beautiful nut. Most scammers don't even know my first name. Roxanne's husband did have some sort of medical event, and she was one who called 911, but he has since recovered, and he will be fine, thankfully. It didn't take long for police to zone in on Roxanne, and she's been charged with attempted murder along with resisting arrest and assaulting an officer. It's unclear what kind of soup she made and what she spiked the special potion with. The real Thorsten K hasn't commented either. So, yeah, is anyone having soup for dinner tomorrow night? I would be a little bit nervous if they're a Bold and Beautiful fan. Coming up, we'll look at weather news by Whitesnake on Max FM.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nestled in the southwest corner of Minnesota is the beautiful community of Worthington. Worthington is surrounded by beautiful farm fields and is home to an 800-acre lake. Worthington has great fishing and is the county seat of Nobles County. Thousands of acres of public hunting are all around Worthington, Minnesota. So if you love the outdoors, if you love lakes, if you love hiking and biking, you're going to love Worthington, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of business opportunities and housing opportunities too. So come see us. Maybe stay with us because Worthington, Minnesota is worth a look.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We have two school closings and delays for Monday, January 15th. Baraboo Community Christian School will be delayed 2 hours on Monday. Baraboo Our Savior Kids will be closed on Monday due to a furnace issue. Again, Baraboo Community Christian School delayed 2 hours on Monday, and Baraboo Our Savior Kids will be closed on Monday, January 15th due to a furnace issue. We will keep our Facebook page up to date as well. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, wind chill advisory continues. Air temp 13 below, wind chills 25 below. Around zero for Monday, with wind chills still 20 to 30 below zero. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 3 above. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 12. If you're behind on tax payments, call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. Right now, 4 degrees below.
99.7
Sleepless nights, and I can't.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Belinda Carlisle.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Beth Frog, man.
Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Bye. the dust. Hey, hey, another one bites the dust. Hey.
Watching me.